Hay Barn Theater at Goddard College in Plainfield is packed in early June as Bread and Puppet performs a revival of an old show, The Birdcatcher in Hell. A giant face depicting the King of Hell is on stage. 10-foot-tall demon puppets pound on drums. Much of the music and speech is grating. Everyone but the birdcatcher is wearing shades of red. This play was a response to the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. This revival has drones and depicts the war on terror. Bread and Puppet is the creation of Peter Schumann. Schumann looms large as the dominating personality and arbiter of aesthetics for the puppet theater he founded 5 decades ago. His puppetry career began with much tamer fare in 1962. At the Putney School, he ran an extracurricular puppetry workshop. After Putney, Schumann moved to New York City, where he founded Bread and Puppet in 1963. From the very beginning, the group embraced low-tech, homemade puppets as a means to offer provocative comment on contemporary events.
It's the freedom, the elbow freedom that you get when you can do things because of America's garbage, and the freedom of doing gigantic things for almost nothing, with just collaboration, with just people power.
In New York, the theater was part of the creative ferment of the 1960s and the political ferment as well, participating in the growing anti-war movement. But Bread and Puppet also worked with inner-city kids. Here's Schumann rehearsing a play about Chicken Little in Harlem in 1966.
Okay, just walk in place. He walks just on the spot. Okay, let's try that out.
But Schumann began to sour on life in New York City, and after his wife Elka was robbed at gunpoint, he accepted an invitation from Goddard College in Plainfield to become its theater-in-residence in the early 1970s. Jules Rabin taught anthropology at Goddard at the time. He remembers it being a highly politicized campus.
There was a Black Studies department that had started just that semester when we were discussing inviting Bread and Puppet, and there was a very militant guy, he had a lot of presence, a Black guy, who said, our college would better do a Black theater kind of invitation than Bread and Puppet invitation. This is more whitey stuff dominating the scene. And he didn't prevail.
I joined Bread and Puppet, and pretty much that's what I did for my college education, was in a puppet theater company touring all over the place.
That's Paul Zaloom, who was part of Bread and Puppet at Goddard and went on to star in the children's TV show Beekman's World. Zaloom joined the theater in 1971 and lived with the troupe at Kate Farm, which was part of the Goddard campus.
I would say there was about 12 of us living on the farm, and then Peter and Elka and their 5 kids. You know, the farm had a number of different buildings that we would live in, so we weren't really packed in there like sardines. It was pretty great. It was a beautiful location, had these giant hay fields and big old barn, and it was a really wonderful place to work and to live.
But in the fall of 1974, Bread and Puppet moved on again, leaving Goddard for a farm in the Northeast Kingdom. The farm was purchased by Elka Schumann's father, who was the son of the famous homesteaders Helen and Scott Nearing. The 160-acre farm in Glover has been Bread and Puppet's home ever since. A spring breeze cools the barn where puppeteers are rehearsing.
Bird and Chainsaw in concert.
The barn is also the Bread and Puppet Museum, filled with massive papier-mâché puppets from the theater's past. Elka Schumann stops in front of a dragon that's more than 40 years old.
This puppet was made in these children's workshops uptown in South Bronx and Harlem. Kids made it, then they used it. It had a big, long, green body, and you could get 100 kids under this green cloth with rattles and whistles and tambourines and things and snake down the street. It was a really neat street puppet.
A huge gravel pit sits on the Bread and Puppet farm in Glover. The stone was used for the construction of Interstate 91. That gravel pit became a natural outdoor amphitheater, and for more than 20 years it served as the site of Bread and Puppet's domestic resurrection circus. The theater has long drawn on its natural surroundings for both performance space and to make the puppets, materials like maple saplings growing in the sugar bush and clay from the banks of the Sheffield River. The bread of Bread and Puppet comes in the form of Schumann's coarse sourdough rye bread, which he bakes in huge quantities in a few outdoor clay ovens. But it took a while for people to accept the idea of him giving away bread.
I had a sign out and I said, free bread, nobody ever came. Then inflation struck and I changed the sign. I said, due to inflation, twice as free bread. Nobody came.
But people did come to the summer circuses and to the parades where Bread and Puppet performed in towns like Barton, Marshfield, and Cabot, with colorful puppets and a raucous brass band. The puppeteers' political messages didn't always sit well with Vermonters. Again, puppeteer Paul Zaloom.
Just after the theater had moved up there, there was a 4th of July parade, and I believe the Bread and Puppet section of the parade was a group of Vietnamese women puppets being dragged through the streets by the Uncle Fatso, the kind of Uncle Sam figure. And that didn't go over too great with the local residents of Plainfield. So Bread and Puppet was sort of banned from the 4th of July parade for a number of years. And then when we were invited back, I remember a guy in town who said to me, he says, now we don't want anything political in the parade, right? Nothing political.
Peter Schumann's uncompromising political statements have ruffled feathers outside of Vermont as well. In 2001, just weeks after the September 11th terrorist attacks, Bread and Puppet bowed out of the Greenwich Village Halloween parade in New York over a theater scene about civilian casualties in the new war in Afghanistan. In 2007, an art exhibit in Boston drew complaints when Schumann compared the Israeli government to Nazis. Despite its left-leaning politics, Bread and Puppet seems to be at peace with its neighbors after close to 40 years in the Northeast Kingdom.
Anyone who can last a while around here, people figure you have to put up with them whether you like them or not.
Joseph Gresser is a writer with the Barton Chronicle. He remembers the 23 years of Bread and Puppet's summer circuses as a hell of a lot of fun, but says crowds as large as 30,000 became an incredible inconvenience for nearby towns.
What would happen is that there would be parallel events, so a lot of people would show up a week early, go to one of these campgrounds, and there would be raves, or I remember seeing a truck with tanks of nitrous oxide pulling in. And, you know, there were ODs. The emergency responders were really run ragged. That was very hard on them. It had a bit of the feel of riding the back of a tiger.
After a fight at one of the campgrounds resulted in a man's death in 1998, Schumann concluded that the event had spiraled out of control and stopped putting on the free circuses. With rare exceptions, Bread and Puppet has been able to survive without government grants or business underwriting. When the barn housing the Bread and Puppet Museum needed major structural repairs, an appeal letter brought in $90,000. Claire Dolan is a member of the theater's board of directors.
It's kind of strange and unbelievable how the theater functions economically. We don't have outreach and development person. We don't have a business planner. We just have a few people who are doing a lot of stuff all at once and sort of getting by the seat of their pants. But, you know, it's 50 years. It's been going on 50 years. That's kind of amazing.
Peter Schumann is at peace with the troops' precarious finances.
We have constantly gone under and come up again, and we are constantly collapsing continuously and then sort of struggle back again. It's all the time on the margin anyway, you know, which I don't mind that it is that way. I wouldn't see any advantage if it would be more successful, so to speak.
Peter Schumann just turned 79 and is in remarkably good shape. He has stopped walking on 10-foot stilts at the request of his family, but other than that, the man shows no signs of slowing down. For this summer's parades, Schumann is focused on the F-35 fighter jet that the Air Force might base in Burlington.
We created a very powerful Daffodil attack force with the Daffodil Navy and Daffodil Knights with Daffodil weaponry, and that's going to fight the F-35 very effectively.
Longtime friend Helen Rabin broached the subject of what will become of Bread and Puppet when Peter Schumann is no longer around.
Other people worry about that, but not Peter Schumann. He doesn't want to think about that. He's more concerned with what comes next.
What Comes Next is July 4th parades in Barton and Cabot and summer performances at the farm in Glover on Friday evenings and Sunday afternoons. Bread and Puppet's 50th anniversary season culminates with a tour of France and Italy this fall. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.